welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
It's 33 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. And we are about to delve into the world of automation, automotion, what makes your car go, with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn. I'm the Dougster, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler here. Ken, I don't think I've given you enough airtime today, frankly. The Facebook account has been very busy, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at goodday. So you want to touch on three or four of the major areas that our listeners seem to want to comment about or seem to want to be close to?
Sure. One, of course, is the attacks in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
William says, it's shameful that some people are saying the French should do this on their own. I never thought we would become a country of weak-minded people. We have a pact with France and many other allies. If we are attacked, we expect help, too.
I haven't heard a lot of that, though.
I haven't either, but it's interesting that you...
I've seen it all over social media.
Really?
Too.
Yeah, I've seen it, too.
That. Yep. Let French take care of themselves. Remember Freedom Fries.
Yeah,
you don't want to go there.
Why not? They were funny.
Freedom Fries.
That was pretty funny. All right, what else, Kenny?
Steve says, how do you effectively bomb ISIS without killing civilians and creating new recruits?
That's the trouble. But they've created that themselves. They know how they can create the situation. That's what happened in Iraq.
When they take over cities, though, typically they run out the people. They run the people out of town. That's why you have refugees.
All of the innocents are gone.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know why.
So how have they gotten 12?
A lot of them are.
What I want to know is how have they gotten, by the European numbers, over 1,200 people from England, France, Germany, to go into the Middle East to get trained as ISIM warriors and then go back and try to screw up their own countries. How is it that bad where you are to think that that's the way
it's a lot of these people are from Europe. I mean, it's not that bad.
Right, they can't get 1,200 people to fight for them on their own soil.
Yeah.
Right.
Hi, Kenny, what else?
So much of it is brainwashing.
It is.
It is. Testosterone.
Paul says, saying ISIS represents all Muslims is like saying the Westboro Baptist Church represents all Christians.
That's
a good point.
That's a very good point.
Yep. That's a good point. Yep.
And Tucker says...
Hold on just a second.
Okay.
For those who don't remember who is in the Westboro Baptist Church, Richie would be happy to play for you a piece of audio that was recorded a number of years ago. And this is one of my badges. I wear this badge proudly.
The
Reverend Fred Phelps.
Yeah, that's right.
To be on the program. It was when they were first starting their foolishness, their shenanigans of going to funerals to protest, mostly servicemen. Their whole thing is the gay lifestyle, and so men who die. I mean, there was never, you couldn't figure out what they really were protesting, but you knew they were a bunch of nutbirds. His daughter's just as crazy as he was. He's dead now. But we had invited him, Kenny. I don't know if this was before your time or not, whether you got him to come
just
on.
Just before I got here.
Jack and I called him.
All right.
To get him on. But he hung up, so we called him back.
Yep. Yes.
Is this Reverend Phelps?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Doug Steffen. I guess we're somehow or other disconnected during the playing of some of the things from your website. Are you ready to go on the air?
No, we somehow disconnected. You don't need me. You're just a loudmouth blasphemer who hates God and the Bible, and you want to use me as a punching bag. You have a nice day.
Sir, you don't know me at all.
There you go.
At least he was polite.
He said you have a nice day.
He did say that. So anyway,
blasphemer.
The point that Kenny is making, or the listener,
God and the Bible,
that Kenny is making with a listener, is that this guy and the fact that he called his church, it was a Baptist church, he's a Christian only in name. He certainly is not any Christian I'd recognize. And so the point being made here is one that has been made simplistically, and it doesn't need to have a lot of heavy lifting attached to it. It's a simple thought. Not all of the people that belong. I mean, for God's sakes, we're talking about America as a melting pot or a mosaic or whatever you want to call it. We have a hard time getting people to agree on what they saw at an accident.
you know, you get 12 people in an accident and you have 12 different opinions. So when it comes to religion, when it comes to politics, that sort of, or the boss. If you're, you know, there are a lot of people who have good things. The boss is always a jerk, most people will tell you. And but there are different versions of why he or she may be a jerk. The same is true with certain feelings about, almost, I mean, you can find the Mets, the Red Sox, the Patriots, the L.A. Kings. You know,
hey,
the,
well, those are fighting words.
You know what I'm talking about. So anyway, I'm getting off on a tangent. So, Kenny, go ahead. But that one certainly tweaked our the moldy oldie ideas in our mind. Go ahead.
Tucker says, you want to fix this? Pull out the old war plans for Nagasaki and Hiroshima. Mm. Don't need to use nukes. We have quite powerful conventional weapons now.
So why pull out the plans for Nagasaki? Just,
yeah, that was like, the plan.
Yeah, that was. So do we just tell them we're about ready to bomb them? I mean, that's what they want. They want the world public opinion to turn against us. So let's say we knock off a million Syrians or whatever. That's that. I mean, nobody is ever, no one, even as crazy as some of these people are, no one will ever use the nuclear alternative unless they realize fully that when they do, it's the end of their life, the end of what they know, the end of everything.
So why do people still have this? Why do they still have the nuclear alternative?
That's a very good question, Roberta. We ought not.
The only thing I'd say, though, about that is with a group like ISIS, it's a little different because they're doing these crimes for God. So they don't care if they die. I think that's really true. I don't think you have to worry about Russia and China and using a nuke because they don't want to die. They have a will to live.
But they're not. Going to go at, they're not going to protect. If one of them uses it, then it won't be the end of the world. But if a big power uses it, then it is the end of the world. You know, that's okay. We're stuck on something that's so negative, I don't even want to stay there. Go ahead, Kenny. What else?
John says we should send the Syrian refugees to Detroit. All those abandoned homes could be put to good use.
Maybe something to be said for that. There's a lot of, not only in Detroit, you can find a lot of that same condition in Minneapolis, apparently. I had, since this whole thing blew up with the policeman, the two policemen shooting that guy over the weekend, I've paid, my sister lives outside of, my oldest sister lives outside of Minneapolis. I've been there once in my life, and I can't remember anything about it. There was just nothing that stayed in my mind. But in the last couple of days, I've started nosing around. Minneapolis is no great shakes. There's a lot of stuff going on there that's not unlike what you're talking about in Detroit. There's a lot of unemployment. The yep. industry has gone away. And most of the people will tell you it's because they can't get workers because the able-bodied workers are moving out of there because it's so damn cold. And nobody wants to live in Minnesota. And I say this lovingly to the people who listen to this program on the four or five states in Minnesota that are carrying it. If you stay there, you're older and you love the state. Nobody young, in, for the most part, lives in Minnesota. They just don't. So the companies are moving out to warmer climes. I mean, where do you think...
When I was just in Palm Springs last week, Canada is going to be empty.
Yeah.
Everybody in Canada comes down.
By the way...
To Southern California
the winter
and Florida.
Time? Well, absolutely. It's
in
like a migration.
Yeah.
And by the way, Richie, if you go 400 miles above the border of Canada and America, you will find not a soul. The population of Canada is all within 400 miles of the border of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
That's yeah, just the fact, because it's so horrible to live in. Well, unless you're in Vancouver, British Columbia, those places, that's beautiful. Halifax isn't bad. Major cities are okay, but it's cold. You notice, by the way, this weather pattern that's going across the country this week, there's wild, wild differences. You can't, we had, my son told me, I think you did too, Jennifer, the other day, Kenny. It was as cold in California as it was here a couple of mornings. It was just like in the 40s.
Yeah, it was chilly. Now it's warming up. It's going to be 80 today.
Right.
Look at the population. When you have a couple of minutes today and you have nothing else to do, look at the population density map of Canada. And you are exactly right.
Yeah.
I mean, there is
nobody.
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing more than that.
Past about 300-400 miles.
Right. All right. So, Kenny, have you got one other that you want to pass along?
Sure. Another Paul says, it will take tossing out the conventional rules of engagement to annihilate ISIS. Our ground forces have really been restricted in Iraq and Afghanistan. Destroying ISIS on their turf would take a level of brutality that the U.S. military hasn't waged since World War II.
But they're brutal. Do you have to fight brutal with brutal? Do we even see the movie Saving Private Ryan and the brutality that was presented? Spielberg wanted to do that because he wanted to have a chance to show what World War II really was like, not the stuff that masked. You know, you have the that old George Kennedy movie D-Day, not D-Day. What was all the great stars? When it was there were 12. If I go, I'm going to dig myself into a big hole because I can't remember. It's been years since I saw it. But it was a World War II drama with all the big action stars, and they're blowing up some German...
The Dirty Dozen?
Dirty Dozen. Thank you, Kenny. Yes.
Good job, Kenny.
Yeah. Wow, thank God.
I'm impressed.
We'd have been here for hours.
Oh, we wouldn't have either been here for hours.
But then,
I haven't seen that movie. That's one of those, like the Magnificent Seven. You haven't seen it for so long, but yet you know you remember the stories. Hard to not remember the name Magnificent Seven, but Dirty Dozen.
We've got to get you to let stuff go, though.
Thank you, Rich. I will tell you something.
If you can't
with what's
remember,
going on in my house, did I have that conversation on the air or off the air?
Off,
I
was talking about
off the air.
Off the air.
My house is this next week is going to be mayhem here. Many of you have known that I've lived on this farm. I built this farm 78, 79. So I've been here 37, 38 years, and I'm going to sell it. And so I'm going through.
That's my whole life.
Yeah, I know. Well, as much of my life is here, too. Going through their nooks and crannies.
So this is where your children grew up.
My children grew up here. Charlotte lived here. You know, that kind of stuff. But there's too much of that. And so for a lot of reasons that I'm not going to discuss on the radio, it's time for me to sell this place and do something else. But in the meantime, to go and dig. I mean, I've spent the last year, really, cleaning out things that have
Doug
been
is a hoarder,
put
an
away.
Emotional hoarder.
Yeah, well, not only
I don't envy you.
Oh,
we
my
were
God.
In our house for 26 years, and we had to be out in 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness!
Well, they're coming to stage the house today, so I've had the fireplace in between all the breaks. I'm going.
It's
going
to be a big fire.
I just have throwing things in there and clean it up.
My suggestion, Doug, just take out the things that you know you want, and once you stage the house, turn it over to one of those estate planning people.
Mm.
They come in and they sell everything for you, and you can't believe the job that they do in organizing stuff and selling
it. Audio cables in this
place. Amazing the job that these people do.
You know, Richie, that's one of the things that is really, other than finding a lot of things that are emotionally troubling, I'm looking at this setup I've got here that's been here since I came back in 1991. This studio hasn't really, I mean, we've changed it, we built it differently, built it bigger, but I've been in the same confines, looking out the same window at the same stuff
since
1991.
Forever.
And Doug doesn't throw a cable away.
No, so we
he just throws it in a box in the closet.
Probably mark this down that the tears will start flowing soon here on the Good Day Show.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Not if we take a break. 46 after on Good Day.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Harley Davidson's new liquid-cooled Street 500 and Street 750 motorcycles, along with the Indian Scout, seem to be trustworthy bikes capable of maintaining cool running temperatures in hot weather. All three machines fall far short of the mark for many would-be buyers. Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Polaris and Harley-Davidson each produced liquid-cooled motorcycles, bikes that run at 70 miles or better all day long. Diminutive size, a definite pullback for many buyers of the Harley and Indian New Scout. If full-size bikes are built with a 5'8" rider in mind, the new entries had to be built for people who are 5'4". Americans are big people. How about some bikes for taller riders? American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Think green. Harrison with you. Scientists who have mapped HIV across Europe say Europeans who leave on vacation are coming back infected. Turns out Greece, Portugal, Serbia, and Spain are big HIV exporters, while Great Britain is both an HIV importer and exporter, the Retrovirology Journal says. Yet countries like Austria, Belgium, Denmark, Germany, and Luxembourg have very little transmission within their borders, as populations use condoms more often. Uniquely, in Poland, HIV is contained and seems only spread by injecting drug users. The upshot? HIV exporters are Greece, Portugal, Serbia, and Spain. Both exporters and importers turn out to be Israel, Norway, the Netherlands, Sweden, Switzerland, and the UK. And European countries not spreading HIV are Austria, Belgium, Denmark, Germany, and Luxembourg. condom users.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Today on App Check, iTunes Movie Trailers plays all the newest HD movie previews. Browse trailers, find showtimes, and buy tickets. Very classy. iTunes Movie Trailers. It's a hit.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Did you know there's a new grade at universities nowadays, and it's a sign of changing times? Trust me, your kids are talking about it, and many don't understand the big deal, but it's worth worrying about. Here's the social science of it.
Up in the morning and out to school.
You're familiar with the usual litany of grades, A, B, C, D, E at some universities, and of course, F. But there's a new grade that's making its appearance. It's called an FD. It's given to cheating students and can stay on a student's record for 2 years. And get this, the word cheating has taken on a new name. Today, many college students call it a collaboration, and 52% of today's students admit to cheating. What's the cheap psych trick? When you get something for nothing, knowledge loses its value. Cheating is not helping another, it's hurting yourself. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
All right, let's get to something I was talking earlier with the Dr. Ronald Hoffman about.
He loves Super Beats.
He does. Love Super Beats because they do what they say they're going to do. We were talking about some of the stuff, the platitudes around focusing on supplements that don't work. They do something that they promise to do, but they don't do. And one of them, one of the major bonuses of having this product on my program is that I get to take it, and so does everybody else, and we all know it does exactly what we say it will do.
I took two shots yesterday.
Yeah, why? You had a bad day, slow day?
No, I just didn't sleep well the night before.
You need that extra little...
Yeah, I'm still kind of this jet lag thing.
Yeah.
So yesterday afternoon, I needed a second shot, and it just picked me right up.
You know, Meredith came back from... She hasn't gotten over her trip back. Coming east from the west is a hard... It's harder.
It's really hard.
But you, Richie... It doesn't bother me. I'm very fortunate. It doesn't bother me at all. But I know a lot of people who she's just dragging, and this Super Beats gives her a pickup, gives you a pickup.
Absolutely.
Get your day started. Your muscles use oxygen more efficiently when you are rejuvenating them. Your internal organs get more blood because the arteries are opened up. Nitric oxide from Super Beats and Neo 40. That's what does it. All natural. Perfect, perfect, perfect.
Just makes sense.
Just makes a lot of sense. 800-655-4183 for Super Beats and Neo 40. Or you can go to DougLikesBeats.com to order them. 800-655-4183. Get some for Roberta, Richie. Will you please?
I'll hook her up.